Back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to Disney Talk here on 590 The Fan, KFNS St. Louis. We've played some different music on this show, but this is not what I expected coming out
Look,
of break.
If you don't love Peebo Bryson, I got nothing for you.
I didn't say I disliked it.
Now that's the new version right there.
Oh, this is the new version.
That's got.
So that was what, John Legend and Ariana Grande?
Is that who that is? Yeah. Most
wow,
is.
Look at the references dropping there. Let me tell
you. But I agree on Peebo Bryson, by the way. I shouldn't.
Yeah, we're not talking down. Well, let me reset and then you guys just go off on your own tangent here. So this is the Midday Grind here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2. And streaming live on InsideSTL.com. You can go back and listen to the first 2 hours of the show. I'm not Martin. That's not Charlie. They are gone on vacation and working the Mizzou press conference at 4 o'clock. So I'm Brad Lee with Game Time AM. That's Jeff Jones, my partner. We also do the Game Time paper that's sold outside every Blues home game. Give us a chance. We're also at www.stlouisgametime.com and on the Twitters at stlouisgametime. To my left is Chris Gardner. Matt Rocchio is pushing the buttons. You guys, if you just want to talk about Beauty and the Beast, the music that we came back from, no. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I just played it because I know Jeff is a fan.
I am a fan of Beauty and the Beast. Actually, would be probably second on my Mount Rushmore. Who's second from left on Mount Rushmore? Is that Roosevelt? I don't know. Beauty and the Beast is second on the Mount Rushmore. Aladdin comes first. Well, Aladdin is George Washington. Rocchio disagrees vehemently.
I'm sorry. I have to have a discussion with anyone who doesn't put Lion King number one with a large lead over anyone
else. Lion King is number three. Lion King is number three. Because I think it has to do with the sweet spot of your age when things were released.
You're like the Ringer putting Chick-fil-A fries at number one. It's nonsensical.
Chick-fil-A fries are pretty high on the list.
They're waffle fries.
I mean, yeah, they're like, if they're not number one, they're pretty damn close
again,
to the top.
Aladdin solid, but come on.
So here's the thing, because Aladdin is the first movie I can remember seeing in theaters, like the first one that I have a vivid memory of going to the old Quad Cinema 4 in Belleville that since collapsed from mine subsidence, and seeing Aladdin in that's true and seeing Aladdin in theaters.
I am so old, I took a date to that movie. You that's the first movie you saw, and I took a date to that movie. What's
wow
that song?
What was the first movie you saw without parents?
First movie I saw without parents might have been The Karate Kid.
That was probably before I was born.
Yeah, probably. I'm old. I'll be 42 in a month.
The first movie I saw without parents, I was in fifth grade, and we went to go see Bean, the Mr. Bean movie.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw that.
But it was a weird, I want to say it was maybe like spring parent teacher conference, because it was like a Thursday night or something. It was a weird night to go to the movies.
So we're on this tangent with Beauty and the Beast because the live action version of the film came out over the weekend and it set some box office records, right?
Like 170 million, I think.
The largest open, I heard this morning as I was getting the kids ready for school, because I've got kids because I'm old, that it was the largest open for a PG movie ever. It was the largest open for a movie in March ever. And I think it made also an additional $180 million internationally.
What, it was the largest open for a PG movie ever? Is that adjusted for inflation or just like raw data? Because here's the thing, Star Wars was a PG movie.
Yeah, but
it's always raw data.
Did it open at $170 million?
I would have had, because Episode 1 was also a PG movie. Like, there's no, maybe I'm wrong, but I would wager many units that Star Wars Episode 1 opened heavier than Beauty and the Beast.
Well, I was just going off what was
reported. No, I believe
maybe,
you. I just,
maybe it was bad reporting. I don't know.
My Star Wars fire rankled right at that instance. Should we bring Cam in here to see what he thinks about Star Wars and Beauty and the Beast?
I don't think he's going to have a huge take on that, I got to tell you.
Okay.
Chris Gardner, do you have a take? Have either of you guys seen the new movie?
No, my girlfriend went with a coworker last night because She knew I was going to be watching the Kansas game and basketball throughout the day.
So. And she wanted to leave the premises?
Yeah. Well, and I warned her ahead of time. I'm like, here's when they're playing. Here's what time my team's playing. I won't be in a good mood all day. I wasn't in a good mood yesterday. I mentioned last week how I hate the NCAA tournament. Like, I want my team to win, but I absolutely
You actually got sick at halftime for a game, right?
The Holy Cross game.
Yeah.
When it was 1-16, yeah.
Here in St. Louis.
I get the same way during Blues playoffs.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I just it's not as fun as it normally is.
Did she enjoy the movie?
She was singing it this morning. She was singing songs this morning.
Was she offended by the gay character?
No, she's a hairstylist, so.
In the bestiality movie?
Well, that's another element, too.
That's where you're going to get hung up on it?
There's two elements that seem to be...
The Stockholm Syndrome bestiality movie, and you're going to get hung up on the gay character?
Well, that's why it was banned from a theater in Alabama.
Was the gay character, I guess.
Right.
By the way, the $170 million, the record that it broke, biggest March opening. So it broke the record held by Batman v Superman.
Wasn't there something about PG opening, though?
I'm not, scrolling not through the New York Times story.
Well,
it's at least
I got
the
numbers
story.
For Star Wars.
Okay.
And Phantom Menace was actually, so it was 170 million?
Yeah.
Phantom Menace got trounced. Phantom Menace opened at 64 million.
Wow.
Star Wars The Force Awakens opened at 247
million. But
that
million, was PG-13.
And Rogue One was PG-13 too.
Right.
Yep. And that opened at 155. So yeah, one only opened at 64.
So I'm pretty sure that's the largest opening for a movie ever.
I really wonder though, adjusted for both inflation and ticket, because that's been nearly 20 years now in Phantom Menace. So I want, you know, a movie ticket now costs $10. A movie ticket in 1999 probably costs $4.50.
It was kind of like when Avatar beat out Titanic.
Right.
And like half of Avatar sales was $15 3D tickets. So you wondered how many tickets did they sell compared to money actually sold?
I've still never seen that movie.
Avatar?
Yeah.
You're not
well, you got
much.
Plenty of time because they just pushed back the second one another 2 years.
I didn't know there was a second
there's,
one.
There's a trilogy. And James Cameron has signed on to direct all three, but as he does with his inventing new technologies to
Are
make
you
new
guys,
movies.
This is a side to a movie conversation. This is still based in movies. Are you familiar with this Ghost in a Shell?
No.
Okay, I guess it's like...
That's the new ScarJo movie.
Oh, the ScarJo movie. Okay. I started seeing trailers for that literally like yesterday.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've run into a problem here. I always get like snide looks from my girlfriend because she knows that ScarJo is my number one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see that.
So like, you know, if she's on a magazine cover and we're at the grocery store, I'll like kind of go over there and kind of flip through it for a moment.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I always feel the look afterwards. And then like... 2 hours later, I'll get like a comment. Oh, what about Scarlett Johansson or something? And so it's like, you know, it irks her a little bit because she knows, hey, that's the one he's got. That's the one he likes. So
does she have a number one on her list?
I'm sure she does.
But you don't know it?
Brigham Young.
I can't remember.
She's hiding it better than Chris is.
Well, you gotta get that out, and then if she does a double take watching TMZ,
yeah, you gotta
or something,
suss out her love for Jeff Mangum.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I don't
Mangum.
Care. I just don't care. So she knows my love or whatever for,
so there's
Scarlett
this movie
Johansson,
coming out with Scarlett Johansson
where she's got this haircut. My girlfriend's a hairstylist. She gets a new haircut. She gets this new hairstyle done. And someone like puts on Facebook, she puts a picture of it on Facebook. They put a message on there. Oh, you're Ghost in a Shell. She's like, what the hell does that mean? And I go, I have no idea. Cause I didn't even know about this movie. And then we do some research on it. And she's like, oh, it's a movie. And then we see like the animation part of it. Because I guess it was an animated whatever before.
And the weird part is, I think the character she's playing was traditionally someone of Japanese descent.
Uh-huh.
And Scarlett Johansson, the last time I checked, is not of Japanese descent.
No, not that
no,
I can
not
recall.
Now, so Gardner, I have to ask, your girlfriend is a hairstylist.
Right.
I have always heard.
Hold on real quick, because I have to mention this key point. So the haircut she now has, the style she has, is the style that Scarlett Johansson wears.
Interesting.
Oh.
And when we realized this, we were together at the same time.
Oh, no.
And we, like, our eyes met and locked, and my lips started quivering, and she could see that I was trying not to smile. And I'm trying, like, my hardest not to make any reaction, but I could feel my eyes widening and just my lip moving. And I just kind of like eventually gave in and just kind of go, huh?
So when
she just shaking her head at me, I'm like, oh no, I have screwed this one up.
When she starts subtly shaping you into Chris Pratt now,
yeah,
you,
okay,
just have
yeah.
to sort of, you just have to give in and roll with it.
What Chris should have said was nothing.
Yes, there's many times that has been the case in my life.
Worlds are colliding. Worlds are colliding, yeah. and it's funny. I probably would have laughed too. I would open my mouth and said something even worse that would put my mouth on my foot with my wife.
Instead,
I just
start kind of trying not to smirk. All right, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Question. So the question I had for you, your girlfriend is a hairstylist. I've always heard as a guiding principle in life that if you go to a new salon or barbershop or hair establishment, you should always have your hair cut by the person working there with the worst hair, because they are probably the boss who everyone else practices on.
I've heard that. I will have to get back to you on
because
that.
They all do each other's hair, and so the one that has the worst hair is probably the most experienced, who is letting other people practice and experiment
because
upon their head.
Like when she gets her hair done, like it's any number of four people.
Right.
That if I ask her, did you get a little trim today or whatever? She said, yeah. Or did you get something done? I'm like, who did it? I try to be conscientious and ask those questions.
Yeah.
And but it's never the same person, it seems.
Text from the 636 wants to point out that main character is not Asian in the Ghost in the Shell anime. So thank you, weird anime guy.
I thought there was some controversy over her playing that role.
Maybe. I have no idea.
Maybe I misheard that. I don't know. Maybe it was the Matt Damon role where he's in China defending the Great
Wall.
Right,
he's in the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is the last samurai.
I had a friend who dreamt in anime once.
Huh.
It was interesting. And apparently I ended up dying in this dream, which is why I know about it. Like, he was, I don't know, or he something blew up at some community center, and I dreamt in anime.
I until recently was cohabitating with a woman who was very much into Sailor Moon, so there was a lot of that kind of, like, you know, you have the bookshelf in the living room that's got all of the cool smart books on it, and there's like six volumes of Sailor Moon books.
Can't say I'm familiar. This has been an interesting segment.
Beauty and the Beast led us to this,
huh? Yeah, we go from Beauty and the Beast and What did Matt Rocchio say? Bestiality in the movie? In
Stockholm
the,
Syndrome and Bestiality.
It's a movie where a kidnapped woman falls in love with a half buffalo.
Thank you. Again, the odd thing that Alabamians are freaking out about.
I think he's full buffalo. Half buffalo?
Well, but he's half other things,
he's
too.
He's not a centaur.
Right.
I mean, the lower half would be centaur, I believe, correct? And then mentor is the reverse, so he'd be more of a mentor.
Well, and
minotaur, yeah.
And maybe it was the lower half that drew her in.
Well, oh my.
Well, see, but he's not that, though.
No. So text in 855-282-8255 and tell us what mythical creature the Beast was in Beauty and the Beast. Maybe we'll get to that, the bomb of that, here in the last segment. We need to take a quick commercial break, so we'll probably talk sports here, the last part of the Midday Grind here on 5-9 of the Fan.
Brad wants to talk sports so bad.
I saw the Beauty and the Beast cartoon like 20-something years
ago. Let's talk about sports then. So
you want to talk
a
Dory?
Right wing or defenseman, Beast's best position, go.
Totally defenseman. I mean, he's not going to be a smooth skater. He's going to be physical in front of his own net.
If Robert Bortuzzo was a Disney character, he'd be the Beast.
He totally would. All right. We'll get back to that. We'll see what other wacky things we can come up with the last segment here on the Midday Grind here on 5-9 The Fan, KFNS St. Louis.